Good afternoon and welcome to Q&A with Perry A. And God bless the broken road that led us straight to you. I'm here today to answer your questions as best I can about Council Midnight Play. We have some questions in queue already. Michelle in Atlanta, I have tinea versicolor on my neck more than any other part of my body, and I've been putting clay on it twice a week, but I haven't seen much change, and it's been over a month. Does it help with it, or what do I need to do to help it go away? Michelle, I had just been reading about this, and it is a virus, so you need to have a twofold approach. You need to be drinking it. Anything breaking out on the skin is a reflection of some imbalance inside your body. So if we approach the inside with cleanse and detoxing, it as well as putting it on topically and taking a clay bath, you need to be aggressive with it. I believe it will help, and I would love for you to get back to me and let me know. I would continue putting it on, helping it through the skin. I would drink, 3 ounces 3 times a day. If you're not getting the results you want, kick it up to 4 ounces. In addition to that, I would take a clay bath, the first bath using 2 cups of clay, following the instructions in the video, and soak in there and really get down and get a wash rag, kind of saturate it with clay and put it on that area. Try to get your neck down in the water as much as possible. The warm water will help open the pores so the clay can pull the toxins out and help heal this. I just don't think you're doing enough. Oftentimes we need to be more aggressive than clay. So please stay in touch with me and let me know how that works. From what I read about it, it's a virus, and that should help with it. All right, a question from Debbie in Rye, New York. Perry A., thank you for sharing your incredible knowledge about clay. I have a question about Lyme disease. Will clay help someone who has chronic Lyme disease? How best to apply? Do you know of anyone with long-term Lyme disease who has benefited, and how so? Thanks so much. I do know people with Lyme disease that have benefited. I don't know if it was chronic long-term Lyme's. And we do have a couple of practitioners that were using clay in their protocols. Now, they were also doing high-grade supplements and raw eating, getting healthy eating, raw and vegan eating, and then doing the clay, drinking the clay. Again, I would be aggressive with it. I would drink at least 3 ounces 3 times a day. And I would take clay baths twice a week using 1 to 2 cups of clay. And then maintain that for at least 3 weeks and see if you don't see some benefit and improvement in that. All right. And again, I really would appreciate feedback. When you all notice something or don't notice it, you're welcome to call me. My phone number is 512-262-7187. If you go to livingclaybook.com, you can find an 800 number, an 866 number there that goes direct to my phone. Because I want to know what works and I want to know what doesn't work. So I really appreciate your feedback. Okay, Debbie in New York says, hi, Perry. My father has 4. I think a word is missing. He said has 4 in rheumatoid arthritis and was benefiting from clay baths and decided to soak sore hand. I'm having a difficult time reading this. I think there are a few typos here. You type like I do. I forget to look at what I'm typing. On the hand with arthritis, with clay wrapped in saran wrap to help with the arthritis, the gout, uric acid deposits on the knuckles and the wrist. He woke up with a swollen hand. Do you think he had an allergic reaction to the clay? Have you ever heard of anyone having an allergic reaction? Do you think the swelling could have been caused by the release of toxins, i.e. rheumatoid arthritis or uric acid or gout? Thanks, Debbie. Debbie, yes, and I think keeping the saran wrap on there all night, the toxins were trying to get out, and it couldn't breathe. Sometimes you need to leave that off. If he could do that during the day, put the clay on his hand and let it dry, because it will pull the uric acid out and it will help the arthritis. As far as allergic reaction to clays, we have a couple of people who are sensitive to it, and they just have to start with very low doses, taking it internally, like a teaspoon instead of an ounce. I don't really know of anyone actually allergic to it. I think clay, the bigger problem is having a detox reaction, which here may have been the case. We had three things going on in that wrist, and sometimes when you keep the saran wrap on there all night, it just doesn't breathe. And I think if he took the saran wrap off and put the clay on and see if he has any swelling that way, and let him keep taking the clay baths and definitely drinking the clay. It sounds like he might be older, so if he's taking meds, be sure and take your clay away from your meds. Check with your pharmacy to see how long it takes to absorb your meds, and then take the clay. And again, I'd have him drink at least 2 ounces 3 times a day. If he's not getting the results he wants, he can kick it up to 3. I think a lot of us with a lot of these internal things are just playing around with the amount of clay we take. We give you kind of a general protocol with 2 ounces, but a lot of times when it comes to bacteria and infections and things, we need to really kick it up. And that's the beauty of clay. It's not a drug, so you're not going to get any bad problems from increasing the amount of clay. All right, good questions we started the morning with. Donald Davies, I'm 64 years old and I've got some age spots. Will clay help me get rid of these or lighten them? Yes, and also drinking the clay. I'm 74 and I just don't have age spots. I have a few on my face, but I was a sun bunny when I was young and I was in the sun a lot, and I'm putting the clay on those. Some of them it lightens and helps go away, and some you have the different things on your skin. Some of them the clay works better on than others. I would try it, but I would also be drinking the clay, definitely, for that. You can give yourself a facial 2 or 3 times a week. Just put a thin coat on and let it dry. And on those spots, if you want to, just put a little clay on them at night and let it dry and just sleep with it on. You know, if it's not a real thick amount that'll crumble when it dries, you can put a thin coat on and it'll stick all night and you won't wake up with crumbs in your bed. All right, good questions today. Cynthia Rowland in Oklahoma City. I've heard clay can help with irritable bowel syndromes. Does it help, and how would I use it? I've had many people with irritable bowel syndromes that tell they definitely had help with it. I had one guy who had irritable bowel syndrome and had been in pain for over 2 years, just lower gut pain. And he started drinking. I came to my house. He was a member of my church, and I give everybody a little jigger of clay when they come to see me. So I gave him a little shot of clay, and he said before he got home, the uncomfortable feeling, the lower gut pain, that low impact pain was gone, and he wanted to see how long it would go without taking any more clay, how long it would be gone. And it lasted 2 weeks, and then that's when he got some more clay and started taking it again. I would drink it. You could also, if you have gas and bloating, you can put a poultice over your stomach, just some clay mud over your stomach. You can either lay down and let it dry, put a thin coat on, let it dry, or put a thicker coat on and cover it with saran wrap and leave it on for an hour or two. The clay baths are always good with anything. And it gets the energy flowing throughout the body. It relaxes the body and helps circulation and energy flow. So drinking it, I would be aggressive. You can start with 2 ounces three times a day, build up to 3 ounces maybe in 2 days. And if that doesn't work, go to 4 ounces. So be aggressive with it. You've got a lot of little microbials going on in there. Some of them shouldn't be there. And sometimes you take the clay and you feel better for a few days, and then you start feeling bad again. Well, it's kind of a yo-yo effect when the bacteria start coming back. Clay doesn't kill bacteria. It's only looking for the positive charge bacteria. It's selective. It doesn't get all bacteria. It wants the bad ones. And it captures them and carries them out of the body. So anytime you're taking clay internally, it works from the mouth south. It's going to clean house, going to balance your pH, going to cleanse your lower colon so you can get more nutrition and supplements from the food you eat. And what goes in the mouth comes out south. Also attracts parasites. So that's how that part works. Very good questions today. Nicely done. Rick in El Paso. Since clay has powerful absorption properties, why plastic and glass container versus glass? Glass containers are fine. We use a high-grade food plastic container, quality plastic, for our liquid clay because glass is so breakable and very heavy in mailing. Shipping has gone up lately, and it's so expensive when you add more weight to your product. So if you make it at home, put it in glass, just have a plastic lid. You don't want metal. Glass is very good to mix things in and keep it stored in. The quality food-grade plastics do not have that much of the chemicals in them. What little is in them, if the clay pulls it out, it's going to absorb it and hold it. But that's why. And that is a good question. I wish we could use glass, but gee, you know, we wrap everything very carefully, but UPS can find a way, and particularly the post office, to break things en route. I just wondered what the package goes through. I've mailed some to myself in a brand new box. When it comes back to me, it's all beaten up and it's just amazing what happens to it in transit. All right, that's all the questions to now. I'm going to scoot over to the phone line and see if we have anyone on the phone that would like to ask a question. If you'd press *2 on your computer, it will signal me and I can open your phone line and you can talk directly with me and ask your question. We're talking a lot lately about clay internally, and I get the information from people who are getting results and calling me that the 2 ounces twice a day, if you have something in your gut going on, irritable bowel syndrome, acid reflux, polyps in your colon, any kind of inflammation in your gut, you really need to be aggressive, and particularly with something like candida. A lot of these bacteria in your colon multiply quite rapidly. So you'll take some out, and then they'll grow again, particularly if you're not real careful what you're eating. We provide an environment where they can remultiply. So don't be afraid to be aggressive with clay. Clay is not a drug. It doesn't act like a drug. You can't build up an immunity to it. It's not going to hurt you. And that's the beauty of it. You can take more and get better results. So play around with it and find your happy place. If you kick it up, maybe you're taking 4 ounces three times a day. If you're doing that and you get the results you want, stay on it for about a week. You want to maintain for a while and make sure you have everything under control. And then you can start backing down and just do it gradually. Take off 1 ounce 3 times a day each day and find your maintenance level. If you feel symptoms coming back, increase it back up to where you get where you're getting the results you want, and then you can kind of maintain again for a little while and then back off and find your happy place. Everyone's happy place is going to be different. The amount that works for everyone is going to be different because clay adapts to your body. And our bodies are all different. And we'll go back and see if we have any more questions coming in. Carla Matheson's Cleveland, Ohio. A friend of mine is battling MRSA infection and is struggling. She's doing everything the doctors are telling to you, but it's not working very well. Is there any way that clay might work helping her? Do you know if it's internal or external? I have seen it work wonders on an external MRSA infection. One of the little girls at Whole Foods here, we were giving a staph infection, and she was out that day because she had this MRSA infection on her leg, and it just wasn't healing. And we gave some samples out, and one of the girls took it to her, and she put it on, and immediately she started seeing results. It took the pain away. It took the itching. It started shrinking the size of the wound, and it healed it right up. So, yes, it will work with it. She needs, if it's internal, she needs to be drinking the clay and taking the clay baths. And like I said, be aggressive with it with something like that. You know, it's funny how clay works. I never underestimate the power of the clay. If you give it a chance, it seems to find a way. A lot of times what it does is help balance the body. It wants to bring the body into balance. And when the body can get back in balance, it can heal itself. So the problem is our bodies get out of balance. So let's help it with clay. All right. Thank you, Carla. And if you get any information on that, whether it's internal or external, let me know on that. It looks like we're out of questions for the moment. Oh, here's one coming in. Brenda in Germantown, Maryland. Hi, Perrier. Is it advisable to drink the liquid clay first thing in the morning or last thing before going to bed at night? Brenda, it really doesn't matter. If you're doing a cleanse the first time, it's better to take it on the empty stomach so it can get in there and really pull that old fecal matter that's lodged in your lower colon. But if you just get clay in you and on you, it's going to find a way to work. And I wouldn't worry about the timing on you. If you're taking medicines, you want to wait until you absorbed your medicines. Call your pharmacy and give them the name of the medicine you're concerned with and say, how long does it take my body to absorb this medicine? You can take the clay any time after that. I actually like to drink clay before each meal. I probably take more than I need daily just because I want to drink some before I eat. Because if my foods have pesticides, radiation, heavy metals, all this crud in them, I want to capture that before it goes in the body. And one thing to be cautious of, clay does absorb oil. So if you're taking the omega-3 oils, wait about an hour until you absorb them before you take the clay. And the good thing about clay absorbing oils, if you're going to eat greasy food, if you're going to go to have barbecue and have greasy brisket, or if you're going to eat Mexican food with a lot of cheese on it, or pizzas, you know, I always take a paper napkin and blot my cheese, my pizza before I can eat it. I just can't stand to put all that grease in. You definitely want to drink some clay beforehand so it will absorb that grease. And I think that's one of the ways that helps some people lower their cholesterol. Cholesterol is a two-prong. You can get it from the food you eat, and you can also get it from hereditary. It doesn't help so much on the hereditary cholesterol, But you can monitor your edible cholesterol by your diet, or if you know you're going to eat it, drink some clay ahead of time. And, you know, I've often, when I made chili or something, poured a little clay in there, and it will absorb that grease off the top of it. You know, it's amazing to watch it. When they had the BP oil spill, we were experimenting with clay. And I put olive oil in a little flat pan with some water on it. It was a plastic dish. And I sprinkled the dry powder clay over the oil. And it took quite a bit, but it absorbed the oil, and then it sunk to the bottom. And when I'd reach in and squeeze the clay in the bottom, the oil didn't release and come back to the top. And another friend of mine did it, and he used motor oil and said he had the same experience. So it does absorb those oils. And if you're drinking it before your meals, just a little before your meals, you know, I've got a little shot glass by the sink, and I just take a little shot glass and take it before your meals. If you've got the pesticides, the herbicides, the chemicals in your food, radiation, it's going to absorb all that before it goes into the body. Your liver and kidney are already overworked. That's why we're showing up with all these diseases. This day and time, we're using more chemicals with our foods and preservatives, and all this stuff is coming back to haunt us. It's getting stored in the body, and then it's showing up as diseases years later. It's not an overnight accumulation, but when it happens, it can be very bad. So start drinking a little clay before your meals, and then you can also take it morning and night if you like. You would really have to take a lot of clay, an unbelievable amount, to overdose on clay. I have one lady who has said she had been in pain and sick for 20 years. Nothing helped. She didn't think she was ever going to get better. And she started being aggressive with the clay. She drinks 24 ounces of clay a day. No, 32. She drinks a 32-ounce bottle a day, which I think is way too much. And it's, you know, it goes in one end and comes out the other. I think now that she's feeling better, she said she can't believe she's well again, and she wants to make sure she stays that way. But I tried to encourage her to cut back and notice if she still felt good. So once your body is in balance, the body can pretty much maintain it. So, you know, don't be afraid to be aggressive with clay. Thank you. Okay. Brenda is back. She said, "Hi, Perry. Is it advisable to drink liquid clay?" Oh, that's the one I just answered. Excuse me. Carla, it's external, but now her immune system isn't working properly. Okay, that was the question about the MRSA. Apply the clay mud very thickly over the external wound. And keep it on there, let it dry, wash it off, put fresh on there during the day if she has to work, if it's in a place where her clothes will be on it. She can put a little piece of, I like Glad Press and Seal because it breathes a little bit more than Saran Wrap. And it's sticky on one side. You get it with in the paper section with the Saran Wrap and the foil. It's called Press and Seal. You can cut a little square the size you need or bigger. Put the clay in the middle, and it's the sticky side you want towards your skin because it will, you know, seal around the edges of the clay and hold it in place. Try that. Again, I would also have her drinking the clay because it pretty much is in her system. And like you say, when your immune system isn't working, clay helps support and balance your immune system. So have her drinking. Start her with 3 ounces three times a day. And if she needs to increase that. Thank you for getting back to me with that. Donna in Montreal. Hi, Perry. I have a arthritis in my finger. I know I should treat it with clay. What do you think causes arthritis? Thank you very much. I think it's sometimes a buildup of minerals in the joints, and a lot of times it's toxins that cause that mineral buildup. I would drink the clay, and I would also, I've just had people with arthritis that said just drinking the clay helped the pain go away, and then they noticed the knots were dissolving, and they got their flexibility back in their joints. So I would put it on topically, the clay mask, the mud, just cover your finger with it, and just walk around and let it dry. More than likely, it's going to get real cold when it starts to dry. You can wash it off and put more on. Do that a couple of times a day. At night, put a thin coat on, let it dry, and sleep with it on. And then also be drinking the clay. You know, you can start with 2 to 3 ounces three times a day. Again, if you're taking medicine, check with your pharmacy and take it away from the medicines. All right. And I've had quite a few people. I've had some with rheumatoid arthritis and some with regular arthritis. One gentleman said his finger was so crooked, and if he ever tapped it on, just accidentally touched it to something, just shooting pain went up his hand and his arm. And he started using the clay, and it went away, and he got his flexibility back in his finger. And he said, now I can knock on wood, and it doesn't hurt. So get after that clay and get rid of that arthritis. Thank you. Steve in Houston, has clay been shown beneficial in treating cancer, pancreatic, or liver? Since clay pulls toxins, I presume it would be a great part of reducing the toxic burden as tumor tissue is dissolved. Any particular guidelines? We don't make cancer claims with clay. I know it can help in some ways with the body. If it were me, in addition to whatever you're doing, I would do a poultice over the pancreas or the liver, and I would drink the clay, and I would even take some clay baths. Make a thick poultice. If it starts getting hot, it's pulling inflammation out, change it, put fresh, cool clay on. Maybe leave it on for an hour the first time and gradually build up. There's so many different types of cancer, and it's just a gray area. I know I've heard of tumors dissolving on dogs. Not sure if they were benign or malignant. There are some stories out there of some successes with it, but I just don't want to get into that and mislead anybody. So, again, drinking it, it's going to support your body and your immune system. And no matter what disease you have, drinking clay is going to be beneficial in that regard. So good luck with that. Steve in Houston, is hydrated clay ever used in enemas? Yes, and even the liquid clay. I recommend using an ounce to 2 ounces in a pint of water of the liquid clay. And, you know, if you want to squirt the hydrated clay, if you have a way of getting it in there and getting it to come out, I see no problem whatsoever in using it that way. Good questions here. Steve also says, has clay been shown? Okay, I've answered that one. Some of these are coming up twice here. Roger in Palm Springs, Florida. Dear Perrier, my friend's father has open wounds that will not heal from diabetes. He's been in and out of hospital several times. He's 81 and not in good health. How should he treat it with clay? Honey, we can heal that. I guarantee you clay can work on this. You get that clay mud and cover that wound. Put some saran wrap over it, because on elderly people with an open wound, when the clay dries, it pulls and it's liable to break open the wound and cause it to bleed. So keep a little saran wrap or something over it, and I'm going to say you're going to start seeing a difference in 3 to 4 days. You'll start noticing it's healing. It will close that wound. I've had people schedule for amputation, and in 3 to 4 days, and they had been in that hospital on antibiotics, all these antibiotics, and nothing was healing the wound. Part of the problem is circulation, and clay is so instrumental in pulling blood flow and oxygen to the surface where healing can begin, as well as pulling inflammation and bacteria out of the wound. So when you use it on an open wound like that, you're getting double action. It's bringing circulation and blood flow to the area. It's pulling out bacteria and inflammation, and it's just going to speed the healing process. Don't you dare let them amputate. I wish I could get these doctors that treat these diabetic ulcers to know about clay, because we could save a lot of limbs. And he can also drink the clay. Again, if he's on medicines, take it away from the medicines. Get some of that clay on him quick. You can turn that around, and I'm glad you asked about it. Thank you, Roger. All right, it looks like we're kind of caught up on questions right now. Let me go back and see who we've got on our phone lines today. We have a few more people. Is anybody on the phone line like to ask a question? If you do, press star 2 on your phone, and that will signal me, and I can open your line, and we can converse with you. It's just about time for our program to be over for today. We had great questions today. I appreciate you all so much. And again, get back with me and let me know if it works or if it doesn't work. I want to know either way, and I want to know how you're applying it and how you're using it, and we can figure out how to help a whole lot more people. And again, my number is 512-262-7187, and I'd be happy to talk to anybody about clay anytime. I usually keep my phone with me, and if I'm tied up, I'll leave a message and I will get back to you. If I don't get back to you, you call me back because I couldn't make out your phone number, okay? I'm really pretty good to get back to people. I'm going to go over and take one more quick look and see if we'd had a question come in. Here's one from Don. Perrier, my mother-in-law has hemorrhoids that break and bleed with terrible varicose veins. She's 77. How should she use this clay? She needs to drink it. She also needs to, take it an enema. The question about if you can squirt some of the hydrated clay up in there, or around those hemorrhoids if they're towards the outside, it will help shrink them. Same on the varicose veins. Apply the clay over that. Let it dry. In this case, you pretty much want to let it dry because you want the drying effect to shrink and tighten those veins back. And try that on her, and you should see some results pretty quick. And hemorrhoids are horrible. So blessings to her, and I hope she can, get an enema or something and squirt some clay up in there and also take it internally, and it can work from that direction and give her some relief. Wow, great questions today. I just can't thank you enough. Here's another one from Steve in Houston. Success story. I've been using clay with oil pulling. I use just a bit of clay powder on the tip of a teaspoon and about a teaspoon of coconut oil. My teeth become noticeably whiter. All right. Thank you, Steve. So he's oil pulling using coconut oil, and he puts a little of the powder clay on the tip of the teaspoon. So he's virtually mixing it together, swishing with that. And you can also brush your teeth with the clay powder. I like to put some toothpaste on my toothbrush because I like the sudsy action. I wet my toothbrush. I kind of tap off the excess water, and I dip it in the powder clay and brush, and it does. It'll get the coffee stains and the tea stains off. It whitens your teeth. It's good for your gums as well. Now someone was saying they mixed a few drops of oregano oil in the hydrated clay and would put that on their toothbrush and brush with that. So there are many ways you can use it like that. So try some of those and let's take care of our teeth and our gums. Packing your gums with clay once or twice a month is excellent. It pulls the bacteria that gets in those pockets and it tightens those pockets back up where you don't have those loose pockets to grab those food particles and build up bacteria and start tooth decay. So get some clay and use it today. Thank you all for your questions. It's really been wonderful being with you today. I love it when we have a good question. Here's another one. Perrier, my father-in-law has the beginnings of Alzheimer's. How should she treat it? Maybe she meant father-in-law's wife. I don't know how it works with Alzheimer's. You know, we've gotten kids that say they have some mental clarity when drinking the clay. We've had teenagers that tell us that they were just dumbfounded by algebra. It was like Greek to them. Two different girls, 15 years old. I don't know if it had to do with their hormones or what, but they said they started drinking the clay and all of a sudden they had an understanding and could see how their algebra problems work. And they had a mental clarity with it. You know, it just wouldn't hurt to give them the clay. And I don't know if it's going to be successful with anything like that. I'd love to get some feedback to see. I would think starting drinking it and drinking 2 to 3 ounces 3 times a day and see if that will do anything. Now, if you think it might be caused by toxin buildup in the body, I don't know if they're old enough, if they can get in and out of the bathtub. I would throw some clay baths in that next too. When you get older, you do have toxic buildup. We've been around on the planet longer than you young things and exposed to a lot of stuff and accumulating it over time more. So clay baths are very good for the elderly if they can get in and out of the bathtub. They're very relaxing. They stimulate circulation. And it's just overall good for you. Thank you, Sam. Wow, what a sparkling day. I just want to thank all of you for your comments and for bringing us feedback and situations. Your participation is what makes this clay work. I mean, this program work. Excuse me, I'm still wearing braces, and some days I just get tangled around them and don't talk as clear as others. But we appreciate you listening with us, participating with your questions. And again, I'm here for you in any way I can help. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to call me. Thank you for your interest in clay. And I know those of you who have had clay successes are real excited about sharing it with other people. And we appreciate that also. Now, go have a great rest of this week. There I go again. And a wonderful weekend. The world is your oyster. Go find that pearl. This is Perrier over and out.